Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get 2 sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, plans for a soft opt-out organ donation system will go in front of Cabinet in the next few weeks. That's according to reports surfacing this morning. Will an opt-out system benefit our health service? Well, joining me now is Dr. Catherine Motherway, HSE Clinical Lead for Organ Donation. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, can you explain what a soft opt-out system is?
Essentially, what the legislation is attempting to do is to support what we know is the vast majority of people in this country, when asked, when they're alive, if they were unfortunate enough to die prematurely, would they want to give their organs to actually save lives? And over 80% of people would say yes. And so the legislation is underpinning what is a huge desire within Irish society for people who are unfortunate enough to lose their lives prematurely to actually donate organs after death if it's possible. Now, we know
now,
that some
at the moment,
how do
people opt in? Because you have to opt in at the moment.
Well, you kind of don't have to opt in, actually. I read the article you referred to this morning. So at the moment, what happens is, if I am working in an ICU and we have a death, and someone who's going to lose their life, who's lost their lives, we can approach their family and ask them what the person would have wanted. And we've always done that. They don't have to have a donor card. They don't have to have it on the driving license. Though it is very important that people who are listening to us understand that for people who've lost somebody very suddenly, it is really, really, really good if they know what that person would have wanted. So having the conversation about organ donation with or without this legislation is extremely important for families, because the benefit to the donor family of a person who wants to be, who's died, becoming an organ donor is huge in terms of helping them in their grief. And also obviously the benefit to up to 7 people for each organ donor who may benefit from organ donation is huge.
Now, so the difficulty might arise in bringing up this subject with a family who have never spoken of it.
Yes, absolutely. That is a difficulty. So this legislation does actually acknowledge that we know that the vast majority of people would like to donate organs if they are unfortunate enough to die. We know that some people don't want to do it, and this legislation is allowing for an opt-out register to be created. They've chosen to do that so that if people want to opt out, if they have an objection, they can actually create an objection on a register, which will be created, I think, by ODTI, Organ Donation Transplant Ireland.
And how would that register work? Because if someone decides one way or the other, I want to be buried entire, I don't want any bits and pieces going somewhere else, for whatever reasons they might have, religious or philosophical or whatever, will they be identified by PPS number? Because time is of the essence when it comes to transplantation. And, this opt-out register has got to be easy for medical practitioners to use.
I would agree with you. And how that will work is, I think, being created by the ODTI. And when the legislation is enacted, they will actually have to, give a really good information system to the public to, number one, hopefully to encourage everybody, because organ donation is a really good thing, that if they want to do it, we will absolutely do our level best to support organ donation for both the donor family and the recipients. But also to explain to people how the opt-out register will work. Yeah. And there will presumably, it's certainly in the United Kingdom, it's electronic, you can do it online. There will be certain ways of ensuring security. Number one, your data will have to be safe. Number two, mm-hmm. we'll have to make sure that, the person who registers is the person who is registering.
Yeah.
So all of that is being, as I understand it, led by one of my colleagues in Organ Donation Transplant Ireland. So once this legislation is enacted, there will have to be a very solid information campaign so that those people who, for whatever reason, don't want to do it can actually register their objection. Now, because the other thing you can do is tell your family.
Now, if in the event a family, even though someone has opted for organ donation in the event of their premature demise, if the family somehow don't want it to happen, I mean, they might feel that corneal donation from the eye, they might not, you know, they might not like that or whatever. Can they still veto the process?
Yes, they can. That's why it's called soft.
Okay, so they can say no.
Yes.
When they're approached, even though there
That's
is
why an it's very important yeah. that you t- everybody tells your family what you want. It's a bit like
so
making
there's
a will
an implicit an implicit agreement to donate, but at any point the family, the next of kin, can stop it.
Absolutely, they can, you know, for whatever reason. Yeah, and often it's just such a terrible time for families, and you know they're just devastated, and you know it can for that reason be sometimes why they say it. So it's really important, number one, that we approach everybody and offer them the opportunity. Number two, that we are trained to approach them properly, because it's very important that approach is managed properly, and that system must be sorted out, and make sure that we have trained personnel in every hospital in the country. We have them in a number, but not yet all of them. And there is plans to ensure that we have trained personnel in every hospital in the country to ensure that we approach families, all of the families that should be approached, and approach them properly. Yeah. And that we have a system to obviously get a hold of the register. Yeah. And then that we audit all of our debts and we audit our performance and we know what we're doing. That's really important. The legislation in itself isn't going to be a miracle cure. What is important is a systematic approach to this so that families who can donate are given that opportunity in a sensitive way so that they can benefit from it. And as well as that, over 7,500 transplants have happened in Ireland since transplantation happened, in about 60 years ago now. And we've had over 3,000 deceased donors, and we owe them a huge debt of gratitude, along with 600 living donors. So the benefit to society is huge. And this legislation is designed, I think, essentially to try and back that up and make people think about it. And it is really the most important thing is having the conversation. The legislation, to my mind, isn't the most important thing. We've been doing organ donation in Ireland without legislation for the last 60 years.
So this is welcome anyway, Catherine.
It's absolutely.
Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Catherine Motherway, HSE Clinical Lead on Organ Donation.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.